You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The whole of this crazy society is based on money. Ironically, money that has never, does not, and will never exist. It's just figures on a screen.
They've run the system, the whole economic system of the world, for the last 200 years. So why shouldn't they also run the economic system for the next few hundred years?
Welcome to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm. Thank you for joining us. And my, what a day. You know, we're here live every Monday through Friday all around the world from 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Network over your radio, over your internet, over your phone. And we broadcast live from the Front Range of Colorado in Denver. And, some of you around the world may not have heard it by now, but I'm sure everyone else has. Last night, or 12:30 this morning or so, a crazed man with a number of guns went into a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, where they were showing a midnight screening of Batman, and shot the place up, killed a bunch of people. I got all the details. We're going to get into the whole thing. We're going to talk about it because there's a lot of supposition. There's a lot of things going around that people don't, immediately when something happens like this, the call begins from every single party. And I'll try to name them. I'll try to give you all of those parties. And myself is included in here as well. And many of the people I know. There's the anti-gunners immediately start calling for, gun bans and repeal of the Second Amendment or just anything that they can come to try and disarm the citizens further, as if the lack of guns was actually the problem with, the guy that's going to hurt somebody is going to hurt somebody no matter how he has to go about it. In fact, this guy is a smart guy, like a PhD candidate, and supposedly has wired his whole house with his explosives and chemical devices and stuff, and his apartment, actually, technically. It's like a 850-square-foot, one-room, basic kind of college tenement type of apartment, mostly lower-income people live in the area. I can't say anything specifically about the building itself. I mean, it's not a perfect area. I am familiar with the area. I'm familiar with the movie theater. I'm familiar with practices at the movie theater. I've seen movies at that movie theater. And so I have a little bit of insight of what we're talking about. And so does Law Johnston. He's going to join us later today. He's a local activist from here in Colorado. He called up and I guess was able to get on to Alex Jones' show today and talk a little bit of truth. And I caught another gentleman at one point that I had him on in the background because I got about 50 different things going on to get the news source over here to see what's going on locally. And I tuned in Alex because I heard Law was going to be on there. And I heard him talk to somebody else who also lives out there in Aurora and has talked about the situation with the police. One of the things that came out immediately was, oh, well, somebody having a gun wouldn't have helped anybody at all. It wouldn't have done anything. I'd like to meet the cowboy that would have pulled out his six-shooter with that guy in his AR-15. Well, all right, great. That's the kind of response that we're getting from a lot of places, and that's one of those other people. You know, the anti-gunners that I list. We're going to cover this whole thing. There's so much of it. I posted a ton of links. If you go up to milehighlibertyradio.com, if you click on today's date, and I got to double check all this myself as I'm sitting here telling you, because I literally was just able to get this all posted. I have information that connects the father as a possible member of the Navy, and I started off on that tip early this morning and found an Air Force person, Air Force general that might have been connected. I mean, we got all of the connections here, and we're going to try to nail them all out in line and get the actual facts out there. There's still a lot of information going on. Like I said, they're still over there trying to figure out the bombs in the guy's apartment. So this still is a happening story, and we'll be back on Mile High Liberty Radio to talk about it.
Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com.
Hello, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Stormen. We're here live every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, all across Republic Broadcasting Networks. And we're talking about the truth. We're talking about the news. We're talking about what's important going on in the world. And I previewed it before we went into the break. And if you didn't catch that first part of the show, we're going to talk about the mass shooting here in Denver, Aurora, that happened at this movie theater. And I was a little bit scattered on that first segment there, but there's a reason for it, because I was scrambling to get the last bit of this information posted up at MileHighLibertyRadio.com. There's a ton of links just on this story alone, plus another bunch of links, some of it to back it up, because we'll try to talk about some of these subjects in here. I said that we'll go through and we'll talk about all of the various people who are in putting their two cents into this whole situation that has happened here in Aurora, and it's pretty crazy. We'll start by just giving you the details if you don't know exactly what's going on. This is very, very recent. This is a local news site, the Denver Channel. It's ABC News here in Denver, Colorado. It's the denverchannel.com. 71 shot in movie theater mass shooting. Really? Did we really have to add the word mass? No, I'm not going to do that the whole time. 12 killed. Gunman went into theater showing Dark Knight Rises, sets off bomb, sprayed bullets. Smoke bomb, sensationalism when it's not even needed. It's really weird. It catches people, it catches these authors of these stories in a weird place. Unnecessary words. Mass shooting. 71 shot in mass shooting. No kidding. A bomb. Smoke bomb. It wasn't a bomb. He didn't blow up the theater or anything like that. It was a smoke bomb, possibly two of them. All right. So this was updated just about 15, 20 minutes ago, right at 20 minutes ago. Aurora, Colorado, a gunman wearing a gas mask and full tactical gear set off two devices and then fired into a crowded movie theater near the Aurora Mall, killing 12 people and injuring at least 59 others during a midnight opening of the latest Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises. And we've talked about it here. I'm a Batman fan. We mentioned it over the last few days. I didn't go into what some other authors have or radio people and have gone into about the New World Order view of it, him being the rich guy that saves us all and us being poor, helpless against this terrorist, even the police being helpless. All this analysis exists, believe me. And it's come about The Dark Knight before the movie even started. I didn't go into any of that. I mentioned it in passing, talking about the fact that I am a Batman fan. It's my favorite comic book character. I don't get much opportunity to read so many comic books these days, but when I was growing up, I had a huge collection of comic books, and up until I don't know, 5 years ago or so, I had upwards of 12,000. Yeah, that's right, 12,000 comic books. So I have, I have an affinity for the Batman, and I have most of the Batman books from the late 70s on up until the mid to early 2000s, as well as X-Men and others. But, I have an affinity. I understand the stories. I was interested in it specifically from the standpoint of the story being anything like the Bane stories in the comic books. And, well, they've changed some things, and I guess it's not really that important, but let's finish the background on this shooter. Police arrested a man still wearing a gas mask next to a white car in the parking lot behind the theater. 7 News has confirmed that the suspect is 24-year-old James Holmes, a PhD student, PhD candidate, who was in the process of withdrawing from CU Denver's graduate program in the neurosciences. And his home that I've talked about, that's just his apartment or whatever, the housing for the school, is just a few blocks away from where he went to school at. He didn't try to resist. He did not put up a fight, said Frank Fania, an Aurora police spokesman. The gunman was dressed in black and was wearing full tactical gear, including ballistic helmet, ballistics vest, a groin protector, throat protector, tactical gloves, and other gear, police said. He was well armed with an AR-15 rifle, a Remington 12 gauge. I heard it's an 870, one of the most common and most reliable 12 gauges out there, 40 caliber Glock. And you notice all three of these weapons, the AR-15, the 12 gauge most recently, and the Glock handgun, are all specific targets of weapons bans in this nation. Another 40 caliber Glock handgun was found in the suspect's white Hyundai behind the theater. ABC News reported that Holmes identified himself as the Joker, and this has not been confirmed. Nobody is, this is all supposition at this point. When he was arrested, and that his hair had been dyed to resemble the villain played by Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight. Now remember that. Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight, green hair. Police declined to comment on that detail. The Michael Keaton Joker, purple hair. 7 News has learned Holmes originally legally bought the firearms at a Bass Pro Shop and Gander Mountain Guns within the last several months. The first gun was bought in May. Investigators said they have no idea how many rounds were fired, but that it was many. And this is a long story, but there's a lot of information on this, and this is the most recent. It's right here. It's local, right in my backyard. So I think we can trust at face value a lot of this information. We'll look at the stuff that we can't trust at face value. Inside the theater, and this is all at the denverchannel.com. You can follow along too, milehighlibertyradio.com. Click on today's dates. I just barely got them up there. They're not linkable. You'll have to actually copy the link yourself and paste it into your browser. I'll try to fix that later for people that want to come back. But it's the very first link. Right under links, it'll say 12 Dead at Batman Dark Knight Rises premiere in Colorado. And right under that is the denverchannel.com link that I'm talking about, and it's updated as of 20 minutes ago. The Call 7 investigators, which is a group of investigators that works for the ABC channel here in Denver, have learned that the gunman bought a ticket to the Batman movie. I'd heard this, and they're confirming it. Sat down for about 15 minutes, then propped open the back door. When it was dark, the gunman went back to his car, parked it at the back of the theater, grabbed the guns, and went in through the door that he had left open. I'm not exactly reading this. I know all of this information already, so I'm kind of letting it go. Police said the man set off two devices with some type of irritant or smoke. That's what I said. Look, the sensationalism at the top of the story. Set off a bomb. Set off a smoke bomb. Maybe a tear gas bomb. Not a boom, explosion blows things up bomb. Moviegoers said they didn't know what was happening. Of course not. They were caught right in the middle of the movie. When they heard a hissing sound and smelled smoke, some thought the attack was part of the movie. Go figure. Since it occurred during a battle scene about 20 minutes into the movie, it was picked either by him or someone else. Then they saw a silhouette of a person in the smoke at the front of the theater near the screen pointing at a gun in the crowd, and this backs up my argument that I gave to some people earlier, that it was not dark, that somebody that did have a gun in that place could have shot that person, would have seen them, would have been able to try to at least scare him off with the fire rat. It couldn't have been any worse than it already was. Accidental fire, maybe, probably not. Everybody was scrambling and already being shot anyway. 71 people, that's pretty good. The guy was doing his, and he was shooting at people running for the door, according to witness reports. He was specifically targeting people that were running for the door. He fired the first shot with a shotgun, emptied it, so like three shots maybe, and then calmly picked up the rifle and then fired at the back of the movie theater, of course, because that's when the people were running. That backs up exactly what I was just saying, and I haven't read this either. It was one of the things that I was scrambling to catch right at the last of the show. There were bullet casings just falling on my head. They were burning my forehead, Jennifer Seeger said, adding that the gunman fired steadily except that when he stopped to reload. Seems like he was really well trained, and I have it on pretty good. I have pretty good information that ties his father to the Navy, a military man, and we'll get into that. This is some information that's come to me by some activists on the East Coast that are into news and jumped on this story right away this morning, first thing, as many of us did. And we'll get into why, because, well, I haven't said it yet, and I'll say it. We're getting ready to go into a break, so I'm not going to get to finish this story, but I will come back, and we will keep reading about this. And also, Law Johnston's going to be joining us here real soon. And we're going to go into deep detail about this, because this is a false flag event. Whether it was intentional or not, it's going to be used as this guy did this, the weapons did this, that because of his access to the weapons, that because of anything other than this guy was the guy that shot and did this on his own, there doesn't seem to be anybody else. It's going to be, everything's going to be blamed. The guns, the gun laws, the gun restrictions, what's his face, in New York, the governor over there, or mayor over there, one of the two of them, the story we have it, has already called on the two main presidential candidates to ask what they're going to do about this gun violence and this craziness. And we'll dive into that aspect of the story too. Right now, up at milehighlibertyradio.com, right in the middle of the page, you'll have to scroll down just a little bit. You'll see Friday, July 20th. That is today's date. If you click on that date, it'll take you to a list of a ton of links on this. I mean, I have oversupplied you information on this because there's a lot to understand background-wise and why I just got through telling you that this is a false flag event, programmed or not. And I am on the side that it's programmed. If you wanted to jump in, I immediately got up this morning, and this, of course, was the very first thing that everybody was talking about. It's all over Facebook, all over everywhere, social media, the news, all over the local news, all over the national news. Immediately right this morning, idiot talking pundits came out and started blaming it on an association with the Tea Party. That was another one of the groups that I promised I will identify, as well as myself, that are involved in this whole trying to get a particular message to you about what happened. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be right back. Thank you.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio, and of course, I'm talking about what happened here in Colorado. How could I not be? It's made national, even international news. Of course, people are concerned about the gun rights issue of it, and there are many, many of us who are looking at it as a false flag event. And I'll clarify. I'll give you the trip from me literally getting up this morning to find out that this happened. I have a life and kids and everything, and I had considered going to see the premiere last night, but not that one. I would have gone to the Westminster Promenade. I would have not been in the Aurora one. It's on the other side of town from where I'm at. The Westminster Promenade is just a little bit north of me here, and they were showing. If you could look in my history on my computer, you would see that I had actually been looking at midnight showtime tickets to see what theaters were showing it, and I was going to ask my best friend Dwayne to go with me, but then I remembered he's on his drive back from Comic-Con this last weekend. He just was on his way back. He may just now be getting back into town, or maybe not even till a little later. So I wasn't able to go with him, so I just nixed the idea and didn't even think about it again. And then I wake up this morning, and what's the first thing that I find out? Well, there's been a shooting. Not only was there a shooting at a theater, but it was a theater here in Colorado showing a midnight theater, showing of my favorite the comic book superhero that, you know, it's crazy. So follow my trip. Boom, I'm up this morning. I hear about this, and as usual, I end up in a while I'm doing my research and I'm finding stuff out and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I ended up getting in any number of conversations, and there was probably a dozen of them from all over via text on my phone as well as on the internet. And of course, one of those was with my buddy that I've mentioned before that has recently taken to chasing me around when I post stuff and making sure that what I'm posting is correct. So I kind of do the same to him a little bit now. But if you're listening, Doyle, hi. It started out this morning about 8:30, something like that, when I finally got myself involved in the Facebook world and media and news and all that. Had, you know, been up, had breakfast, had a glass of tea, and other things that are important in my morning wake up ritual, which are none of your business, and you wouldn't necessarily want to know about them anyway. So I get into this conversation, and this is about 8:30 or so this morning, and this is right after the Tea Party comments. And if you didn't know, again, all of this information, MileHighLibertyRadio.com. Click on today's date. It's a ton of links. I know they're not clickable yet, but you can copy them. Just use the copy and paste function. It was just, I was collecting news up to the last second. It literally posted that page that you're looking at, if you're looking at it there at MileHighLibertyRadio.com on today's date. If you're actually looking at that, I literally posted that 10 seconds before the studio popped up for the about the minute and a half or so that I have to go to slide, to relax, to get ready for my show as the intro and everything, the last couple of commercials at the top of the hour, all that stuff play. And so I literally was just posting that. So it's not linkable. I apologize, but man, there, you can get information everywhere, but that top link's a really good one to start, and we'll get back to that. It's a story from the Denver Channel local news station. And so I started out this morning, and it started off with the Tea Party congressman thing, links a shooting to attacks. They linked the Tea Party shooting to the Tea Party, and it was just some roundabout way. Apparently, they found a James Holmes in the Aurora Tea Party group or something like that. I don't know. When I went to go look at the Aurora Tea Party group page, I didn't find a specific Aurora Tea Party group page. There was a link, but there was nothing there. I don't know if that's because you couldn't get to it right now. They shut it off to cut off information. I don't know what happened, but I was not able. I only did a cursory search, mind you, because I'm often trying to confirm every little aspect about this thing as we're going along. Then it comes out another one, Tea Party congressman links Colorado shooting to attacks on Christianity. And here's, you know, here's a couple more of your groups. Right there for you. I told you I was going to name them all for you. I said to him, this is the first thing this morning. I'm shocked. I break down what really happened on the show today. Guarantees. And this is, I just woke up and I'm rubbing my eyes basically seeing this. This guy is not from Colorado, recent transplant, and his past will be confused. Friends saying he was aloof and gone for periods of time. Dot, dot, dot. My buddy comes back, the angry lone nut solution. No, 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 actually, no. I'm going this route, and this is quote, and I put in parentheses, need to do some research, but he was normal, then got involved in something, with someone, and started distancing himself from family and friends, disappeared for a time, the usual program, Killer Store, and I got a number of links, a number of likes for that little comment, and he says, sounds good, show 3 p.m. Mountain, so hopefully he's listening and catching up. Because he didn't join into too much more of the conversation a little bit, but it's telling. It's really, really telling. Okay, cool. Law's on the line. We'll go to him after we come back from this next break. I'll try to run down this conversation. This is me rubbing the sleep out of my eyes this morning. And I told this stuff to him. Here comes my buddy coming back. The car Holmes was driving, this is a quote, had Tennessee plates, but police sources told NBC News that they believed he'd been living locally. Spot on so far. I said, all right, great. Also, the part about him being calm when he did it, that isn't typical human behavior. Absolutely right. I mean, I guess if you're used to killing things, it might be typical human behavior, but that's programmed behavior. That's troop behavior. That's killer behavior. Too many damn people named James Holmes, I said. Another clue in the generic name, maybe, leaves rooms for confusion. We'll continue the story when we get back on Mile High Liberty Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and you can find us here live every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, all across Republic Broadcasting Networks and all around the world. And Law Johnston, he's a local activist and people's media journalist here in Colorado and a personal friend of mine. And, well, Law, he's joining us on the phone, and he's got some perspective on this story. Let me finish this little bit. Doyle is listening, apparently. Well, you're welcome for the name drop, brother. I'm just finishing up this story that I went to, I was talking about just before we went to the break. My buddy Doyle, I was talking with him first thing when I woke up this morning, talking about this, and just before we left, I was talking about how I mentioned him that there are too many people named James Holmes. It's hard to figure out who's who. And I had even said I got sent off on a couple of different tracks this morning, one looking to find out if his father was in the military, and it seems that I may have been able to confirm that, actually. I posted an incorrect link to Doyle in this same conversation earlier today to, you know, I'm posting all these links and saving all this stuff, and I have all the this all for my show as I'm talking to my friend about this. And so I share the link with him, and he's sharing links back with me, and we get a birth date, so then it's easier to confirm who the guy is. And then the mother comes out from California. The guy that I had, it was the Tennessee connection. There was a guy named James M. Holmes, who's a general in the Air Force, apparently, and or was. And he went to Tennessee State or something like that. Some connection about the school that he went to caused me to come to that. But it was incorrect. I dumped it right away. But my friends on the East Coast apparently have come up with some information based on the mother that came out, the house that she was from, and the information on the Holmes individual that the his information, MahiLibertyRadio.com. It's up there. Hopefully we'll get into it. But that pretty much ended the conversation with Doyle and I this morning right after I woke up, except for the other track that I took. And Law might be able to speak to this just a little bit. And this is a possible, probable, potential, it not confirmed in any way, shape, or form, connection to Black Bloc. And that's BLACK BLOC, and Black Bloc is, well, Law, tell us what Black Bloc is. It's this loose-knit group of people. Maybe you can put it in better words than I can.
Some anarchists are not necessarily anarchists, though they like go ahead
and start over. You broke up just a little bit there. Go ahead and start over.
Oh, yeah. Well, these people, you know, a lot of people like to call them anarchists, not necessarily anarchists. They themselves oftentimes will call them that, themselves that. The Black Bloc, we see them all the time, you know, in the middle of all these civil uprisings, we see these people covering their faces, wearing black, you know, doing actually the violence, the provocateurs and these people that provoke the violence at these social events. And, you know, my hackles came up first with the Warner article or what he was saying, because I thought I totally recognized the guy. The pictures are putting up, and I'm going, my God, where have I seen this guy? Just so recognize him. And the only thing I could come up with was the Denver Occupy, where we were. So I thought, yeah, I thought, too, is maybe this is a good story. Is there a possibility? Because if there's connection there to the Denver Occupy, and specifically to the Denver Anarchist Black Cross, who are people we've had problems with, we suspect them being you know, intelligence funded, perhaps, I don't know, you know, it totally fits the whole false flag operation kind of MO. But like we say, we can't verify quite yet exactly who this guy is, and I suppose more info will come up, but they're definitely going to tie it into, you know, these movements, possibly to Occupy, you know.
Well, and here, let's talk about the other possible connection to Occupy, and that's that Occupy is in the movie, in the Batman movie. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And that's another point, too, with just kind of the psychological programming. We know they use the media for this. We know the entertainment media is completely controlled. I mean, that's why we've seen over the last 30 years, we've been militarized by nothing but movies with guns and murder and gore and glorifying gore. Every channel on the television is this. This is no coincidence, folks. This is not Nielsen ratings. This is not really what people want to watch. This is a program being enacted upon us, and it is to instigate and orchestrate and to break down the fiber of society, to get us into that habitual program of feeling those chemicals, desiring that high, those sort of things. This is standard operation kind of mind control, yeah, MKUltra stuff.
That's exactly right. You said the word right there, MKUltra. That's right.
Yeah.
Or the Monarch program is another one that stemmed out of MKUltra. Go ahead, speak to MKUltra and maybe Monarch if you want to for just a second. Lay down what those are.
Sure. Well, at least most people know that MKUltra, it's really been declassified, that the CIA, you know, other, of course, corporate interests have always used the high-tech chemicals, you know, in mind control does exist. I'll just get right to the point. We know they can influence people. We know they use many tactics. They've done these things a lot. So MKUltra was declassified, and we find out there was massive basically experimentation upon the public, especially during the 60s and 70s, during the hippies revolution and stuff, where they were doing this, you know, the LSD was introduced purposefully. I mean, we've been able to verify that sort of stuff. So MK Ultra was really a whole program that was varied in all the different courses of how they can manipulate, you know, our society. And people don't know, but the military-industrial complex has actual full right under law to do mass experimentation on the public. It's one of those secrets. The government gets to do experiments on us. And, you know, if people knew about this, well, it certainly wouldn't be continuing. But Monarch, you've got to remind me about Monarch.
I think Monarch ties in. I think maybe that's another code word. It's one of those ones that I think they may have used the code word, but that actually ties to an effort by the genetic elite. You know who I'm talking about, those guys. To keep them, the monarchy line, that sort of thing. So it may not actually really apply here. MK Ultra is specifically what applies in this respect. It was about maintaining control of people, specifically Monarch was about maintaining control of people through genetics, I believe. I would have to go and look into the research. What's that?
Eugenics, actually.
That's right.
Exactly. Genetic superiority, you know, it fits into this whole kind of racism concept.
Let's talk about what the position. You're from here in Colorado, and you know the area, and you can. And I've been saying this all over today, and you can confirm or deny this because you live here too, and would make this assumption. I talked about how, or might not. I talked about how I had potentially wanted to go see the movie, but my buddy was still driving back from Comic-Con, so I wasn't going to go see a premiere. And that I would have chosen a particular theater to go to. Well, one, it's closer to me, but I wouldn't have chosen the Aurora Theater because it's all the way across town. But there's a reason why the shooter might have chosen the Aurora Theater over there, and it's because it's a predominantly black neighborhood. The laws restricting guns were first applied in this nation to black people to keep the black man down. It still exists within their culture now to think that guns are a bad thing. So normal people, families seeing a movie in a movie theater could expect it to not be armed. Of course, it could just be the fact that the guy lived there. Well, and the other theaters that were showing it are in predominantly white neighborhoods where someone like myself would be watching the movie, and if I had been watching the movie, like any time, would be carrying a firearm on my person, and you know, I'm not going to say anything about what happened there because I can't even begin to speculate what a person would or wouldn't do. I like to think that I would, you know, try to make a stand and not allow this to go on. That's the whole gun aspect of this, the other groups that are attacking this. Do you want to speak to that at all, Law, while we've still got you on here?
Yeah, it's just such an obvious ploy that they are trying to implement, of course, gun control laws. Once again, it's just like Columbine. It's just like several times that they've tried to do. And, you know, the fact that they keep trying to make it seem that guns kill people, it goes back to the old point that people kill people. And, you know, the universe, whatever you want to call it, the big G, everybody has the right to defend themselves in their world, you know. We're all given teeth and claws, and, you know, it's like we get to live here, you know. So, I mean, if they take away the guns, only the criminals have the guns, and there's no doubt about that. And not only that, but now your fascist government can do whatever they want to with your life, your family, your bodies, your home, your pure existence. And,
well, they really do. They really have grasped, finally, a hold of every aspect of our lives. You know, it started, you know, 100 years ago or so with grabbing a hold of the money and then grabbing a hold of the jobs and grabbing a hold of the business, and then they got a hold of the women, and then they came for our children, and now they're coming for who's left, us guys right here, the last men standing with our firearms, who are trying to talk about not turning this into some kind of ridiculous revolutionary war against our government. But I've got to reiterate, as I always do, when we talk about the Second Amendment is a people's right. It is not a citizen's right. It exists right outside the dictates of government. It is given to us by our existence. It's the codification of that notion, not a mandate that government gets to control.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have the power. The people are the power, and the states are not under this federal guidelines crap. You know, we are not. We've got to understand the states do have sovereignty, and they are supreme over the feds. And if they try to implement things like these gun control laws or to make these mandates upon the states are completely unconstitutional. And we've got to get that into our minds. And we can see the game. We see the game they're playing. We know what they're setting it up for. God, we've been watching this thing for years and years and years. It's easy to see the patterns of mind control. I mean, take for instance, the news is reporting that somehow he kicked in the back door of this place. Anybody knows,
actually,
man?
We know. We actually already have confirmed, unless this is something that just recently broke, that what happened is he bought a ticket, went in, sat down for about 15 minutes, and then he propped the back door open himself, went out and grabbed his guns, grabbed his car, parked it out back, and then came inside and started shooting after he dropped a couple of smoke bombs, it appears.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah, well, you're definitely up to date on the info, my friend.
Brother, I've been on top of this, and that's why I get a little bit irate sometimes that people they jump on you about something. There was somebody that got on me as a friend of a friend that jumped on me about the notion that if there had been someone there, just any one person there with a firearm, with a conceal and carry, that maybe things had been different. And he just went off on me about this. Oh, well, I'm going to concern myself with the families and mourn and everything. And I'm like, really? You actually? I don't see where anyone gets off trying to insinuate that they're any better than the rest of us, because they're going to go off and spend the day mourning over someone that they didn't know, would not have known, and probably wouldn't, you know, I did not say cared about. Hopefully you care about everybody in that general sense, but otherwise they'd have never known about these people, never cared about them in any way. So why does this situation change from rational to emotional? And that was my argument, of course, because that has been again, another one of these group of people that I said that has weighed in on all of this, is this irrational group. And I apologize for using gays, but there was one particular person who's an openly gay individual who just comes on screaming about all this emotional, God, we got to get rid of the guns. And that's not fair. I shouldn't even do that, because I'm not even trying to make fun of the voice or the fact that he's gay. That was not my intent at all. I should just stay away from that. But the problem is, exactly, it's this emotional response. And to any of you out there with this attitude, you're exhibiting the emotional response that this type of programmed event is meant to bring out.
Precisely. Yeah, you couldn't have said it any better. That was exactly right. And we've got to understand how the majority of these events are intelligence-backed. They just over and over and over, you know, give it a couple years, the information comes out. Sadly, it's always too late.
Give us 30 seconds on Columbine.
30 seconds on Columbine. Well, well, it depends upon what aspect of Columbine you want to get into, because anyone who gets into Columbine is going to see some really, really creepy, scary stuff, you know? I mean, multiple shooters.
Well, I won't get you 30 seconds. We'll wait until we come back from the break, and then I'll hit you up about it, because there's a connection in all of these things, and we can... Let's touch on that just a little bit before we'll close off the hour with this, just because I brought it up, and the connections to these obvious programmed instances where there's ties that go back decades, in the case of Columbine, back to the White House, back to pedophilia cases that existed in other states, and to problems with drugs and dead bodies that are still showing up today. So hopefully Law can speak to a little bit about that when we come back.
Bit.
Yeah, a little bit. It's a scary thing, and
it is scary.
Just a little bit. because it's still open and out there, and dangerous people still exist. And if you accidentally, I mean, we don't pretend to know anything. Let me get that very clear. Not law, not myself, not any of us here tied to Mile High Liberty Radio or Weird Change Colorado or any of us know anything specific in any detail. We're just talking about things that have made mainstream news that you might not have, and connections that possibly exist, and that's where we'll stay, Law, if
yes,
you don't mind.
I agree. Absolutely, okay. My friend.
Fair enough, brother. And apparently we got a caller in Denver as well, Tree in Denver, and we'll come back and talk to Tree real quick right after the break and see what they want to interject, and hopefully it's some more information, something that can point us to you. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We've been talking about this whole 12 dead in the theater shooting here in Aurora, Colorado, because we broadcast from right here in Colorado, and Law and myself are familiar with the area. We're familiar with the people. We're familiar with the school. We're familiar with the theater. Oh, one of these points that I had to make, somebody got on me today about, oh, well, there's security guards and off-duty police in there all the time. I see them there all the time when I go to movies in there. Well, guess what? And this is from the FBI themselves. They weren't there. They're usually there. They weren't there. Is that not another part of the pattern, Law?
That's all it takes. You know, it's the CIA and the FBI both say, you know, you get one coincidence, you know, you've got an 80% possibility. If there are two coincidences, you've got your man. And sadly, in these things, there's multiple coincidences.
All right, we're slipping into a break. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We're talking to Law Johnston, and we're talking about the 12 dead in this theater and the possibility of this being a false flag event. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you completely fed up of being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123slashpower.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123slashpower.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123slashpower.com.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. We're talking to Law Johnston. He's a local people's media activist here on the Front Range in Colorado. And, of course, we're talking about the 12 dead in the theater in Aurora over here because, well, it's right in our backyard. It's something that immediately we all jumped on because we've all been through this before. We've been through the Columbine thing, and maybe we'll get Law to speak a little bit about it. But we also had another call. This is Tree in Denver wanted to join us, had something to say. What's up, Tree?
Hey, Mr. Storm. I was actually the one that got into it. You and I share a mutual friend, and we got into it this morning a little bit about the picture that was posted.
Is that right?
I just thought I'd at least get on and defend myself. You have a little
Absolutely.
Bit more of a forum to light me up to the public, but I appreciate that.
Nobody knows who you are. So
well,
I mean,
now they do. I thought it'd be good to put a name to
his
face.
Well, no, they don't know who you are, and if you want to get into an argument, we can just hang up on you right now because that's not what we're here about. If you've got something to say, say your piece and then say your piece because I've already argued with you, and I'm not going to let you come on here and try to dictate what goes on my show. Do you understand that?
Sounds like a plan, man. You're in charge.
I just
wanted to go to the, first of all, there was no insinuation that I was better than anybody. I think...
No, that's right. There was no insinuation. You actually said it.
Right now, most of us are focused on mourning as a community right now, and so when I saw the picture...
That's not what you said. That's not what you said.
Does anyone else get a talk on your show, or did you?
You went through and deleted the stuff, or I would read the stuff directly off of there, but you went through and deleted it because you know you were wrong, and you were attacking me about BS about whether a cowboy would jump out and shoot his six guns in this instance, and the fact is that you can't make that decision for people, and you don't get to make that decision for people.
And I should make clear, I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment and people's right to conceal and carry in the country. I have many friends that believe in it. I'm a pacifist myself, so that doesn't necessarily apply to me directly, but I'm all for everybody else's constitutional rights to do so. The one thing that's really been bothering me about the whole thing is how you continue to go on about the fact that I didn't know anybody in that theater. You assumed that I don't know anybody.
No. And you never clarified this, and don't come on my show and start making it sound like this was ever even talked about, because it wasn't. You never mentioned any of this. You just said that you were going to go and mourn. You never came back and said that you did know somebody in the theater. I had no way of knowing that. First of all, I don't even know who you are, so how can anybody else even know who you are? I don't know what your real name is. I did not know that you were in Denver. All I knew is that you were connected through Facebook through a friend of mine. You didn't clarify any of that, but you had your chance. Instead, you backed out. You used the weasel approach. You said that you were better than the rest of us because you were going to take the time to go ahead and go mourn while the rest of us sat here and argued about what was going on. Well, I got some news for you. That's not what it's about. It's not about arguing about what's going on. I'm out here trying to stop people like you from overly emotionally attacking our gun rights in a place, in a time where this is already happening. You do realize that right now the UN has a treaty that's going before our president that he has supposedly said he's going to sign that would ban small arms and would cause problems for our Second Amendment rights, our natural God-given rights in this country. Tree, we're going into a break. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm. We're here live every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, all across Republic Broadcasting Networks. We'll come back and we'll finish this up with Tree.